Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, our mentor. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion and renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you and ask you to build a big business. Now, listen, we're here coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead, share the call with other people. They can dial in the 602-753-1848, just like you did, or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/success with Nicola, and they can listen to us live. We are on our fourth episode of the series, Get in the Zone, Let Your Passion Lead You to Prosperity. Get in the zone, let your passion lead you to prosperity. I know there are some people who were kind of lukewarm or even cold before they started this series, and now they're getting hot, very excited for you that many people are now beginning to discover what passion is. They are beginning to get real that they have been passive, and now they're moving into prosperity. And so we are very excited for today. Definitely you're going to want to come in the queue. I'm so proud of so many of you all who declared and decreed that definitely you are going to be passionate about helping other people be successful, okay, so that now you will be able to move abundantly and easily into success. I want you guys to make sure you keep that affirmation extremely close to your heart. And today we're going to be deciding and we're going to be talking about who is or what is controlling your passion thermostat. Who or what is controlling your passion thermostat? For some people, as they are built their passion muscle, they go and they go to and fro. They sway to and fro. Sometimes they're hot, sometimes they're not. Sometimes they're in, sometimes they're out. And I need you to get that straight. You got to first know who and what is controlling your passion thermostat. Simple. Stay in acidic or stay in negative environments that they think is turning them up, but it's turning them down. And so we're going to be coming out of the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 31. And we're going to need the power of the Holy Spirit. Some people are going to need God to wrap his big old arms around them after they get clear on who or what is controlling their passion thermostat. You got to get to a place when you make up your mind that you are a soldier for the kingdom, that you are passionately trying to help people. You can't be man or woman down. If you're taking people up, you've got to guard your atmosphere. You got to guard your mind so you have the right attitude, so you can take people up, or you will be the one taking people down. Let's go to the Lord on today, and we got to get that right. We got to get that right in the spirit. Let's be on one accord, family. This is very, very serious. There's some people that we're going to be doing some surgery. Some people going to have to be staying overnight. Some people going to have to stay in for a week. Some people are going to definitely have to meditate and marinate on what we are going to be discussing on today. Father God, we come before you. We honor you. For you are awesome. You are majestic. There is no one bigger, better, badder than you. Father God, as we come before you on this day, humbly but boldly before your throne, making our petitions made known unto you. We're giving you full permission to frisk us, search us, check our heart, make sure that we're in the right place. We know that doing great things for your kingdom don't require perfection, but we must be pursuing kingdom on purpose. We're thankful, oh Father God, that your Holy Spirit full permission to have reign here over Power Start Your Day. We welcome you to teach us, guide us, correct us, and comfort those who need comfort so they can get up, so they can get their next win, so they can keep moving. We're thankful, Father God, that we are giving you permission to be our thermostat, that we'll only allow you to turn us up and turn us down. We're thankful, oh Father God, that we're building up our next win. We are thankful, dear Lord, that we're okay with who is for us, and we're even more okay with who is against us. Because as long as you are with us, we are good. All is well. We're thankful, oh dear Lord, that we are going out to do great exploits in your name. We will stay laser focused on what it is that you've called us to do. We're thankful, dear Lord, that all we are doing is doing what you called us to do so that you will be able to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. That will become our chief, our number one, our priority, our goal. We're thankful, Father God, that the people that you've come in, let us come into our life for the reasons and the seasons. We know, dear Lord, that there are only a few that will be there for a lifetime. So as we go out and we do great works, we'll be careful to acknowledge you and be a great example no matter what. We honor you and we bless your holy name as we give you the highest praise of hallelujah. We want to seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ, that it may be hidden enough to people, and they may be courageous enough to do something with it. We honor you. We bless you. Amen. So let's rock this out, because this morning, when we go into Romans 8 and 31, there's always a little bit of a challenge. Most people are well courageous until they go outside and they start getting cold shoulders. They start getting people or persons or places or things that may not be exactly as it was or how you thought it was going to be. And so Romans 8 and 31, as we are now going to make a decision as to who or what will control our passion thermostat, I want you to read along with me. It says, what then shall we say to these things? And you say, what things? All the things. They got you going up and down, to and fro. I'm in and I'm out. I'm hot and I'm not. If God is for us, who can be against us? Now, for those who think that you're taking your spot at the top, and it's going to be a lily cake walk to the top, you're wrong. When we start talking about passion, remember what passion is. Remember what passion is. It's a strong and barely controllable emotion, energy, emotion, a strong feeling of enthusiasm or excitement for something or about doing something. Now, I need you to know that getting to a passionate place is going to require you going through some disappointments, going through some pain. Most people never discover their passion unless it was through the other side of something horrific that happened in their life, some big disappointments. As a matter of fact, my turning point, the reason I ended up in this company where I am, it took some bold and courageous moves, and it was as a result of some huge disappointments, some huge hurts. So sometimes it will feel like I don't know if I'm going to survive. You got people that are in your life or things that have happened that they would leave you for dead. And then God is the one who picked me up and reminded me that he sent his son for me to have life and have it more abundantly. When I got that point, I was determined to say, no. I can never believe the world. I can only believe what God said. I'm telling you right now, this is one of the reasons on why, no matter how successful the world will tell me I am, I'll always remain humble. Because I'm going to tell you something about the world. If it looks like you're not winning, they not with you. But when it looked like I was losing, God was still with me. And this is why I need you guys to never lose the passion for helping people, which is God's most precious commodity. And this is going to require you to even love some people who don't like you. Passion is discovered through pain. Why? Most people, happy juice, ain't strong enough to develop passion, that barely uncontrollable emotion. Most people, the only time they can have happy juice is if they're maybe at a game, at a concert, and once they leave, they go back down to passive. You cannot allow people, even though you're here to help people, you cannot allow those same people to be your passion thermostat. If you're in it because of who's with you or who's not with you, I have a news flash. Everyone who starts with you will not end with you. There will be times where some people who work for you will be the same people against you. But what does that have to do with the love for helping people? Find some more people to help. Find some more people to love. I need you to know that as you're growing through and you're building up your passion muscle, when things start changing, you got to make sure you stay spiritually and personally developed so you will change with the change. That the changes won't take you out, it'll make you stronger and wiser and more skilled. I'm going to give you a few points on how you can handle, in case you have ever been disappointed. I have been down disappointment drive. I can't tell you how many times in my life, to the point where it don't surprise me no more. And all I need you to do is these five things. I don't always come up with five, but God only gave me five today. If you are letting people or you're letting other things disturb or control your thermostat, that needs to be the only person that needs to have that amount of control over you needs to be God Almighty. Find yourself in situations or around people or people or circumstances that now begin to drain your thermostat or begin to drain your energy or begin to get you unfocused. You need to shut it off. You don't have to get permission from Facebook to press delete. You don't have to get permission from Instagram to unfollow. Put them peeps on snooze, boo. I found a snooze button on Facebook. I say, what? Because, you know, I'm not really all that inclined on that stuff, even though no matter how I look, I know how to post, I know how to edit, I know how to do a few things. But when I found snooze, I see some folks be, I press that snooze. And then what, you can snooze only for 30 days and then come like, hold on. I don't want to see this. I press snooze again. By the time you press snooze three times, the whole quarter done went by, and now you done got promoted, and things, great things are happening, and you get to see, listen, that's your account. Some people friends with too many people who ain't their friends. Okay, let me tell you this. Here's five things that you could do. Y'all know I keep it 100% real. I don't know how to do it no other way. When you make sure God is controlling your passion thermostat, I tell you, you can love people who don't even like you. Watch this here. Number one, get real with your expectations. Stop letting the same things and people surprise you. Maya Angelou said that, hey, when people show you who they are, believe them the first time. Because all they're doing is being consistently themselves. You need to at least celebrate. At least they're consistent with something. They're consistently themselves. Listen, all I can tell you this, you know you saw the signs. You know they either did it before. It ain't the end of the world to find out the truth. At least now you're free. You ain't got to wonder no more. That's one of the good things. You gotta be able to say, I ain't got to wonder no more. Number two, remember why you're doing what you're doing. I'm pretty sure they are not the reason why you started doing what you were doing. Some people pick up a whole lot of things and drop the priority of things. You got to get clear on your why. See, let me tell you something. When you get clear on your why, doing things like showing up to your meetings with guests, doing things like showing up to trainings with your team, it becomes just like an inevitable thing that you just do because you got to keep it moving. You got to keep it moving. You got to remember why you're doing what you're doing. Time is ticking. I remember when I found out in our company, we had a 5-year retirement plan, and I said, I'm going for it. 5 years? I don't know. I ain't never really heard nobody say they could do that before. I'm going to try it. I beyond exceeded my goals because I stayed focused and I kept my eyes stayed on God. I'm going to tell you one thing. When God placed you somewhere, more than likely, there are some other folks that wish you weren't there. So as you're growing up in leadership, I need you to understand what to expect. But don't let that change your passion thermostat. Number three, you're not a victim. You're a child of the Most High God. You are victorious. I don't care what it looked like on today. Get up. Get up. And go at it again. Get up. You guys don't even understand when I wake up and I open my eyes and I'm like, okay, I look around and I bury myself. Okay, I'm still on this side, God. Thank you. Oh, my gosh, I swing my feet off and I put them on the ground. And I say, oh, wow, okay, I can stand up. Thank you. Then, Lord, just get me to that kitchen so I can get my coffee. Hallelujah. Then now you got to know, number four, don't be so hard on yourself. Even take yourself that serious and take them that serious either. You got to realize in this thing called life, everybody trying to figure it out. Every time I do a close, a lot of times I will ask the question of, has anyone in the room made mistakes? More than likely, your mistakes affected somebody else around you or someone else, but you didn't really intend. You didn't know what you were doing. You weren't grown enough. That's why you can never be too grown to keep learning. Never be too grown to keep growing. That's the reason why God told us, hey, we got to forgive. You think that he didn't give us the tool of forgiveness because he know that will make us bitter. Got to build up the muscles. And number five, find a lesson, my God. Go back and say, sometime were you expecting too much from someone that couldn't give you what you wanted? Yeah, you're looking for truth. You're looking for loyalty. You're looking for, more than likely, whatever they're doing to you, you ain't the first one. You ain't that special. That's what I tell myself. Listen, baby, I'm only special to God and the ones who choose to love me. I ain't that special that folk just gonna change their spots or their colors just for you, Nikki. It don't work like that. You talking about passionate? Passion got to be to a place where you don't forget all the things that God has brought you through. Were you strong enough to let him be your passion thermostat? Your problem is your passion thermostat? Money, you ain't got enough of it, that's your passion thermostat? That should make you go get it. Oh, you thought they was your friend. Well, they not your friend. Then what? Ain't nobody else want to be your friend? Listen here, guys. Listen. I can remember my mom when I was growing up. You know, naturally you go through things and people do this to you, do that to you. She said, girl, you ain't got no friends. She said, you'll be lucky when you get my age to have one or two. I say, mama, you, why you just like that? Now I'm rolling up in the 45. I'm even moving off this car because me and my mama are going to hang out today. I'm going to take my mama shopping and let's go laugh and let her give me some jokes. You got to do that sometime. Hang around some wise folk. Everybody ain't never hanging around. They're the sharpest knife in the drawer. You want to hang around some folk that can show you some stuff, tell you some stuff, make you face the truth and love the truth. And you can keep going. Y'all ready? I need to know, are you ready to let God be your passion thermostat? Let him be the one controlling it. Let God control your passion thermostat. 513, last four, 7778. Good morning. I love this number. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Janessa Burrell out of Phoenix, Arizona. I wasn't really sure what I was going to say. I really just got on the queue out of obedience, but just want to thank you for what you're doing here and just always being open to admonish us and correct us and, you know, just give us the right words, the words that we need. I know that, you know, I'm ready. You know, I was listening to Iron Sharpens Iron yesterday, and the one speaker, she was saying how, you know, her going back became so much greater. You know, that became her why, going back to where she was. And I could feel that, you know, my fear of like missing out and not taking this to where I know I can take it is growing to where, you know, I can't hold myself back anymore. So just thank you for what you are doing. You know, I'm here to take this all the way to the top, and I just appreciate you this morning.
I love it. You know, I love that whole piece about the fear of missing out, FOMO. We talk about that. A lot of times that's how we get even people to say yes, but some people, if they don't know what they're looking for, that's why it's very clear to get your why. If you don't know what you're looking for, what you want to experience, you'll miss out on what you're fearing missing out on. That procrastination, passivity, you'll miss out on your best life. Don't let fear rob you of those things. Good morning, 904, last four, 3162. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Nicola. This is Danielle from Jacksonville, Florida. How are you?
Hey, Queen. Good morning.
Good morning. So I do want to say thank you so much, you know, for this series and, you know, just for the word that God has planted in you. It really, you know, touches home for me, especially when you stated earlier, you were talking about your why, because I have to say, like, when I first got in this business, it was the result of me, you know, being fired from my job. And So then, you know, I was just chasing like after a sale, just chasing after money because I needed it and couldn't find a job for nothing in the world. And so then when I started, you know, to just back up, reanalyze and refocus everything and focus more on like the people and my why and why I got started is for my kids and for my last living grandparent that I have, that actually began to push me and in another direction and getting me like even closer back to God as well too, because my why is so much stronger than what I was mentally thinking, You know, I was just like, okay, this is the opportunity to make money, but it's much stronger than that. And then when we talked about fear, like the week before last, you know, I prayed and everything and read over my notes and stuff. And, you know, I'm to say I take it day by day, but before I walk out this house, I'm able to combat that because I know that Jesus is greater than that because he has already defeated that for me. Because that's not
right.
a spirit that God has given us. So
that's
I thank
right.
you so much, and I thank God for you so much for being here and just pouring into us, you know, spiritually and motivationally as well, too. So I just wanted to share that this morning.
Wow, God bless you. Listen, I need you guys to know, you know, that last caller, that, you know, she hit it on spirit. Let me tell you something. You got to realize that once you get your spirit intact and you start really working your business in your right mind, like why you're right, you know, the right reason for why you're building your business, you'll be surprised on how the rest of the skill and everything just starts falling in place. Success is an inside job. It don't matter what people do on the outside, because you can click on YouTube and get inspired, get motivated, what have you. But until you now told me, say, I'm going to allow this to transform me so I can go do something with what I'm hearing, so I can stop watching other people and I can start doing, I can start participating in the movement, not wondering if I'm moving right, not wondering, am I going to be in the name calling, you know, line like everybody else, not wondering about that, you'll be surprised on how the skills will catch up. The skills will catch up. 716, last 4, 8616. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. Good morning. This is Savita from Niagara Falls. I just thank God for you this morning. I was sitting here listening, and everything that you were saying, just on yesterday, I had just went through that. I had to shut down my Facebook, period. And I thank God that I'm just grateful because I was sitting here yesterday, and I was about to have a pity party, and I started crying because the people that said that they were going to help and this and that and the other. So I came, I was in the kitchen, and I'm standing, you know, looking out my window, and tears just falling down my face. And the Holy Spirit had to take me back to about the Good Samaritan, about, you know, when you are down and how people just walk past you. And so the Holy Spirit had told me, but I'm that Good Samaritan that's getting ready to pick you up. So get yourself up from here. And don't even think about, so I had, when I thought about what was making me feel the way that I was feeling, I had to go back and I had to say, Lord, I thank you because you told me, you know, to have patience and to wait on you. And so while I'm going through this process, it's a painful process, but at the same time, I thank you for cutting and circumcising me and that passion and my why. And I had to think about my why. My why was not just only for my children, but it was for myself because of where I was at in my past. And so now I'm able to go forward. So this morning when I got up, you know, my phone was acting up, and I just said, Lord, I thank you. You know, I'm going to get on here because I missed it yesterday, but I won't miss it today. And so I thank God because I had to keep hanging up, calling back, hanging up and calling back. But I thank God that my focus is on him, you know, and me bearing my cross. And I'm so passionate about what I'm doing, even in spite of the pain, how much it hurts. But he had to let me know that this is, you're growing. You're growing. You're using muscles. You're using, you know, spiritual things that you have never done before, Savita. It's okay. And I'm grateful. I'm so grateful.
That's what I'm grateful. You know, I love Savita. You know why? Because she's starting it like so 100. The reason why I say that is, when I ask a question, and you always wonder, when I ask you a question, that question is always directed to your whole person. You know the answer. Your flesh already know the answer. It's your soul that you decide, am I going to accept the truth as to why or who? Why am I allowing someone other than God to control my passion thermostat? And if you heard what our last queen said, she was like, when I sat and I thought about it, it really typically is not the situation you're going through now. It's something that's reminding you of something you went through before that's holding you back from going forward. Remember The flesh is always going to war with the spirit, but you have the power to decide. When you go and you ask your question, who or what is controlling my passion thermostat? And if that answer comes up, anybody other than God, because you cannot say, if it's God, you rocking and rolling, you making it happen. So stop it if you're trying to say it's God and you still sit on your behind every day and you don't go out there and share what you got and you don't make sure that you're counting, that you are counting the heads, that you're making sure you know I'm accountable. I help this person. I help. You keep going. It ain't God if you're not one that's saying, I'm going to get it, regardless. Someone or something else is controlling your passion. When you get real with that answer, you're going to get some major turnaround. You're going to get some major turnarounds. 407, last 470, 17. Last caller, good morning. God bless you. Okay, we got one last caller here, then. We're going to do 936, 1624. Good morning. All right, maybe they said, okay, I'm done with that one right there. Maybe I was going to say it was God, and I really didn't know it ain't. Look. I cannot let you overlook. All of us do it in some area of our life because we are here in this earth where we put something before what God has said or something before what we know is the truth of God. That's why you can't go a day without it. That's why you got to meditate on the word day and night. You know why? Because the things that happen in that moment between the day and night can crush you if you're not careful. But it was designed to create huge things in you and through you for the kingdom. Peace out, guys. Go help some folks. I don't know, you got a list, you got some kind of way you should be tracking how many folks you talk to that you're trying to help today. I want you to go for it. Don't be letting no people, places, things that you've been, places you've been before, whatever, things that happened to you before, all that stuff control your passion thermostat. We're trying to take you in the overflow. God bless you. Love you.